So, Professor, you will not tell us, huh?
No.
There are ways of making you talk.
You sound like a 1940 Nazi.
Professor, it is imperative that we know.
I have told you. Make your approach to the Bureau. As soon as my findings have been checked and tested, they will be made open to the world.
Our country as well?
That is... I don't know. Perhaps.
You know as well as I do that it will not be so, Professor. I wish, please, that you tell me.
Pleading now.
It is not a matter of pleading.
Look, go away. Go back where you belong. This whole business beats me, especially when a child tries to demand something from me.
A child? I am not a child.
In knee pants. Go away now before I call the police.
I am a man doing a job for my country. You have no right...
Go away before I call the police.
You have no right, Professor. I did not even strike him. But he is dead.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
Leap for the Latin.
Okay, Bert. You can carry it from here.
Sure.
As far as we're concerned, it's a straight homicide job now. There's the evidence there on your desk.
Well, thanks.
And when he fries, I hope he fries along.
The feeling's mutual, Johnny. Gotta thank you guys for the help.
The case needed help is all.
Well, you can buy us a hamburger sometime, with all the trimmings.
Okay. Homicide, Bert Stadler. Uh-huh. Oh? Yep. Just the body lying there. Yep. Uh-huh. Sounds like a natural death. Yeah, well, let me know if anything to the contrary turns up. Sure. Thanks. So long. Can take you any time.
What can? Chili sauce?
Heart attack.
Who?
Professor Kernan, Linton University. That was one of the local boys calling through.
What happened?
Oh, found by the maid half hour ago. Sprawled on the floor, dead. First indication is heart.
He wasn't an old man.
Like I said, it can take anyone any time.
No matter how old. A pity he had good brains.
Yeah. I can see you guys out.
No, we'll make our own way, Bert.
Okay. Well, thanks again. I'll call you about the trial date, huh?
Sure. So long.
So long.
Let's go eat, Lee.
Chili sauce can bring on heartburn, you know that?
Yeah? Well, lead me to it.
Come on, lead off.
So long, Lee. So long, Johnny.
So long.
So long.
Hey, I've been meaning to tell you. Lou's place. Great food.
Later, Johnny.
How come?
Professor Ulrich Kernan is how come.
Yeah, I'm not with you.
Let's go for a drive, Johnny. Not our province is death, I know, but I'm curious.
Like, when are you not? And what gives, you think?
Oh, maybe nothing. Maybe the sugar blight in Cuba. It was in the papers.
Now, wait a minute.
If I remember, the professor was a one-time commie in his Berlin days before he got to Lenton University.
So?
So, he used to take vacations in Cuba 5 years back.
How do you know all this? But what does it mean, anyway?
Probably nothing. We've got time to kill. Get the car.
Thank you.
when they'll bust this place up, hmm?
Like they did Kent University?
Yeah.
Maybe never.
You know, we pander too much to the youth, too much rain. You know what I mean? They can do what they want, when they want. Everything's geared to them. Music, advertising, the lot. Maybe it is all our fault.
You finished the homily?
Sure. And the burger. House on the left, behind the campus.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you hoping to find?
Well, maybe nothing, Johnny, and maybe a whole heap. Something ticking in the back of my mind is all.
No, sir. That's where I found him.
Lying here in the middle of the floor?
That's right, sir.
Then you called the cops.
No, right off I didn't, sir. I went outside this house and screamed my head off till someone came running. And I showed him what I found. He called the cops.
You last saw the professor when?
About 8 this morning. I brought him in his coffee and the morning paper.
Then?
He don't eat no breakfast, so I went into Lenton Town to buy a few things for his lunch. He was kind of gone on cheese and salads, you know.
No, I didn't. He was kind of gone on smoking, too.
Professor, he didn't smoke, sir.
Oh. Johnny, have a look around in the ash trays. I think you'll find a few butts.
Sure.
Gertrude, you haven't cleaned up in here?
No, sir. I'm leaving it for a while. Don't seem right to bust in here with a broom when it only happened just this morning.
Yeah, sure.
Here, Lee, looks like 2 small cheroots smoked right down.
Bring them up to my face.
Yeah?
Okay. Strong. Sassy, as I reckon. Cuban short leaf, grown and dried there, sold here, made up in New York. $1.20 for a pack of 25.
Cuban tobacco, you said?
Yeah, we don't trade with Cuba, officially, Johnny. But a lot still gets through. And we turn a blind eye. That's business.
Sir?
Yeah, Gertrude?
Like I said, the professor, he don't smoke. And he had no one visiting yesterday. I cleaned the place up. They wasn't in the ashtrays. Who could have left them there?
That's what I intend finding out.
This is Raul. There is trouble.
Wait a moment. I've closed the door. It's better not to be heard. Si. You see trouble?
Si. Professor Kiernan, he is dead.
You killed him?
There was a struggle. He fell. It is his heart, I think.
No one saw you there?
No.
They can't connect you with seeing him.
No.
Well, then it doesn't matter. You found out what you were told to find out.
Well, I...
Did you find out?
No, he died. He would not tell me.
Fool.
It was not my fault, Hernandez. He called me a child. I lost my temper and...
You fought with him. You made the heart attack.
No, I didn't. It was a mistake.
And you did not get the information from him.
No. Look, I told you I didn't. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Raul. We know where to find you.
Hernandez. They will come for me. I am not one of them, but they will come for me. Kill me. I have done nothing wrong. They will find me, and they will kill me. I must run.
Not a killing. Natural causes.
Yeah, but you say he'd had a visitor. Unknown visitor.
Yeah.
Well, could have been anyone. Professor, student, or someone.
Yeah, sure. The doctor confirms heart, huh?
Yeah.
Right. So we're not stepping on your toes. I'm investigating something else, Bert. Tied with the professor.
Okay, go ahead. Gotta talk about it.
No, just thought I'd let you know. Look after yourself.
Over here, Lee.
All right.
Right back to home base.
You were saying before you called, Bert?
Just this. Professor Kiernan was our leading authority on insects and insect diseases. Wool blight, redwood scourge, fruit diseases. You name it, he knew about it. He was working on a method of combating sugar black. That's a disease that attacks the young sugar cane and kills it before it can ripen, you know?
He was doing research on that, huh?
Yeah. While teaching an advanced agriculture course at Linton. Now, right now, Cuba's having trouble with its sugar crops. Sugar black. Large scale.
Yeah, I read it.
If it spreads right over Cuba, they could lose all their crop.
So you think they sent someone to see the professor?
Yep. A long shot, those cheroots. But with all the other facts, it ties up.
Sure, but you've just told Bert there was no killing, accidental death. Does it matter about Cuba and a guy who smokes sassies?
No, when it's tied to the MYCC, Mass Mick for short.
A movement for the youth of communist Cuba.
Right. A militant group started Miami way, spread. It's supposed to be a cell at Linton and other universities. Basically, it just spouts forth communism is all. Kids. But heading it, a hard core of troublemakers. Now, I want them out.
You think they saw Professor Kiernan about the sugar trouble?
Not one of the hardcore, no. Well, they'll have used a local boy or girl who failed to get the professor to talk, I guess. He or she will be on the run. We find him, we find the hardcore militants. Let's go check again at the university.
See, you've put us to a fair amount of trouble.
You have 2,000 students, I know.
Well, some of them board in, others don't, obviously.
This is the Cubans we're interested in, sir. Well, boys or girls of Cuban extract. Puerto Ricans, too, maybe.
You said that before. We have quite a few of them. If you'll just be patient, we may learn something. Mostly, they do hang around together. They'll know if one of their kind has suddenly taken off. More coffee.
Please.
Yeah, thanks.
Fine. And you think this was tied up with Professor Kiernan's death, huh?
Yeah.
You think he was murdered, man?
No. He did die of heart. I think someone went to see him, questioned him. I think he struggled with the professor and brought on the attack.
Which makes him guilty of murder?
No, it doesn't.
Here's your coffee, General.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
The whole thing came as a great shock to us. You think they wanted someone from him, huh? Some advice to do with their sugar crops.
Oh, that's it.
His papers were about to be published, you know. They could have got it from there. The professor's death seems so unnecessary. It may not be murder in law, but morally it is.
Of course. Would you mind checking again? Those guys were supposed to call you back.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad you're enjoying the coffee.
Cuban.
Yeah. Small world, isn't it?
Where did he go to? Where is he likely to go to?
I don't know. I do not lie to you. I don't know.
You were his doll, honey. Where is he?
I have told you I do not know.
You knew he was under a strain?
Yes, he told me he had something to do. He did not tell me what it was. That was 1 week ago.
And this afternoon, when he called you on the telephone?
He said he had to leave. He sounded upset. I asked him why. He would not tell me. He said he would see me again when he could. But it might not be for some time.
He sounded as though he were in danger?
How does a man sound when he is in danger? I know he sounded upset.
Frightened?
Perhaps. Please, I am not hiding anything. It was such a very quick call. Only a few words, and then he put the phone down.
His full name again?
Raul Michael Casal.
Yeah, the Michael gets me.
He was second-generation Cuban.
And you're first-generation Puerto Rican. You mixed a lot.
He was my boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean all of you, a sort of clique.
Yes, we had a club at the university. Common interests and things.
You've heard of the MYCC?
Yes, some man came once to talk to us. It was a waste of time. We are Americans now, you see. Communism does not appeal. Emotionally, a little, but not for long.
And yet it might have appealed to Rao.
I do not know. How can I say it? He was something of a daredevil among us. Always doing brave things. Silly things, too. He was very clever also.
Yeah, not too clever. He landed himself in a whole heap of trouble. His parents are in Frisco, right?
Yeah.
He didn't come to you to hide. He could go to them. Okay, Johnny.
He is in danger, see?
Yeah, he's in danger. His life. Get his description out in the T-41.
Yeah, all precincts.
Frisco?
Ames is getting that sent up. We want him picked up, huh?
For his own good, yeah.
And we're going to Frisco to find him, boy.
I don't know, Johnny. It's not just a needle in a haystack. He'll call on his parents first. Then maybe he'll clear and take another powder. But somewhere, he may drop a clue as to where he's running to.
And you think the NYCC boys are after him?
Stands to reason. He worked for them. Blew it.
So, why bump him off of that?
They'll bump him, Johnny, for knowing about them.
And what makes them think he'll talk?
Because he's running, Johnny. In a panic. For a while, he'll go it on his own. If they didn't get him first. Then he may think to ask for protection. Cops. FBI, even. To trade a story for protection. You get me?
Sure. And this, the NYCC boys can't have.
No. Well, they'll be trying to find him first. To keep his mouth shut. Permanently.
Hello, Rao. Why do you panic? Oh, don't run. I have a gun with me.
You want to kill me?
Quiet, you fool. No. Want to kill him.
You said you knew where to find me.
Only to talk to you.
You lie.
I seldom lie, Rao. If I wanted to kill you, I could have shot you any time. But I didn't.
No.
I came to you to talk. Now, you will come with me.
But
and we shall discuss things. Finish the food and the coffee. Pay the girl behind the counter, and then we go.
No. My son came here in a hurry. He said he was in trouble.
And then he left, Mr. Kazan.
He went away, see. I begged him to stay. I told him if the trouble was bad, I could help him. He could stay here. Even the cops I talked about, they could help, I said.
But he wanted out.
See.
How long was he here for?
1 hour only.
Did he eat?
No, he would not eat.
He have any favorite eateries around here?
He was not often here. A few years back, before he goes to New York, yes, but now he...
Where?
Several places for our kind of people, you understand?
Yeah, sure, but where?
There is in the street two places. You think he might be there now?
No, I think he might have called in there and got himself something to eat, then moved on. What are his favorite foods?
You ask me this at a time like this. His mother's heart is broken. I, his own father.
What did he like eating? Come on, this is urgent.
Well, hot foods, hamburgers, chili.
A soulmate.
Why do you ask?
Just one step on the ladder of getting to your son before it's too late.
There's little alternative left to you.
Do not know what to do.
I have told you what to do. You see, things can become so much bigger. Your father and your mother, your sisters even, they might suffer. You have relatives in Cuba. They might suffer. Well?
I cannot do it. I cannot.
It's the best way. You jump. It's finished. No more trouble for you. No more trouble for your family. For the girlfriend. You understand?
See, I understand. Very well. shall do to save them.
Good. We shall walk together to the bridge as friends should on an occasion like this. Come, Raoul.
I know you don't remember him personally, but give it to me again. He came in here, ate a chili steak, and then someone else came along.
Yeah.
Who talked to him, you said. And then they shoved off together in a car, right?
Uh-huh.
Right, now think. Think. What was the number of the car? What was the number of the car? Think. Think. Yeah. Yeah, great. Where again? East side of the Golden Gate. Parked there. That's great. Forget about giving it a ticket. Yeah, thanks again. Just stay at the car. Hold anyone who comes to it. Yeah. Thanks.
Found it?
Yep. A car carrying that plate parked on the east bank of the Golden Gate Bridge. No one in it. Locked.
The cops have sharp eyes here.
Get the car, Johnny. We gotta get down there fast.
What's gonna happen, Lee?
I don't think he'll bump him. Too much out in the open.
Just give him a shove over the bridge?
No. He'll have talked him into going over himself.
Killing himself? Why?
Reprisals, family. Come on now. Get into the office there. Have Lincoln lay on a siren. A car to go ahead of us. Traffic's bad to the bridge this time of day. And we don't want any holdups. Move it, Johnny.
A guy standing on the edge of the bridge. Young. Looks Latin.
Straight ahead, huh? Uh-huh. Okay, leave it to me.
He could take you with him.
He won't. Raoul?
Yeah? Who are you?
There's a 250-foot descent. Impact velocity of 85 miles an hour. As you hit, your legs will be driven up into your body. Your pelvis will be shattered, and you'll drown slowly. It's not a quick death, and it's all in vain.
Who are you?
Name's Masters. FBI. We've got the guy who was chasing you. He's finished. He'll talk to, we'll break them. You'll be left in peace.
He said there would be suffering for my family, for Linda.
Yeah, he said that. But we've got him.
Are you a cop? You know, you cops lie to get something done.
Raoul, I could just as easily as you go over. I could step over the guardrail, try and grab you, but I could go over.
Why, you blind or something?
Yeah.
True. And you come out to try and stop me?
Sure, it's like I told you. Trouble's gone now, Raoul.
Sure.
If you want to jump over, you do so. 391 people have already done it. You may as well be the 392nd. Be a bit of a waste, though, seeing as we've got them.
You say you got them, but how do I know? He walked with me here, right here. And talk to me. Then he left. How do I know that you are not one of them?
Oh, now you have my word I'm not. Come on, Raoul. Come back with me. You don't need to commit suicide now. It's all over. Good boy. Let's go back together, huh?
Ali, you did it. The other guy's still being held.
Great. Still think I'm lying, Raoul? As of now, with testimony and his, the NYCC are finished.
You you have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Gerry van Wyk.